prove all things. April 8, 1903, typed. There shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Daniel 12, verse 1 to 3. There are battles to be fought. The church militant is not the church triumphant. Let not those who teach the word of God rest their faith upon any human being. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, These things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne, and hast patience, and for my name's sake hast labored, and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. Revelation 2, verse 1 to 5. This is the message that God sends to his people. Do not flippantly turn from it. It is given by one who has authority. John writes of him, And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they were burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And he had in his hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. Revelation 1, verse 12 to 16. He that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand. Revelation 2, verse 1. The ministers of Christ are under his special care and protection. It is the honor of God that he knows the number of the stars, his ministers, and calls them by name. The ministers of the gospel are a greater blessing to the church than the stars are to the world. It is through his ministers that God makes known his will. He directs them in their work, for he declares, They are laborers together with me. Christ has given them their commission. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. Matthew 28, verse 19-20. They are to carry to the world the last message of mercy. We need to study at this time the 10th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Speaking of the Israelites, Paul says, But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. Verses 5, 6. After an enumeration of the sins of Israel and the results of these sins, the statement is made, Now all these things happened unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come. Wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. Verses 11-12. Let us guard against self-sufficiency and unbelief. Most wonderfully had the Israelites been preserved in their journeyings through the wilderness. Most wonderfully had God manifested his power in their behalf. This crude, undisciplined army was very precious in God's sight. At the Red Sea, they were placed in what seemed to them a hopeless position. Their experience at this place was ordered by the Lord to lead them to trust him, even when brought into trying places. But with some of them, God was not pleased. Verse 5. Notwithstanding the miracles God had wrought in their behalf, they lost faith in his leading. They forgot the great things he had done for them, and murmured and complained when brought into strait places.